95.7, The Wolf.
The Fredericton Kia Pre-Owned Center is inviting you to take another look at their inventory of fine quality pre-owned vehicles. Their inventory changes daily, so it could be well worth your time to check them out again. Go to their website and view their ever-changing lineup of quality pre-owned vehicles at any time. Don't forget to like them or share them on Facebook, and you can qualify to win up to $10,000 in their big $16,000 giveaway. You can qualify to win in the following ways. You get one ballot for liking and sharing their Facebook page. You get five ballots for an online pre-approval. You get 10 ballots on the purchase of a used car with them. If you tell them you heard this ad on 95.7 The Wolf, you get an extra ballot for that too. No purchase is necessary, and the draw date is December 16, 2015. The Fredericton Kia Pre-Owned Center has the finest vehicles, the lowest prices, and the best interest rates available. Stop in today and let them help put you in the seat of a quality pre-owned vehicle at the Fredericton Kia Pre-Owned Center, 1225 Hanwell Road.
We like you, and we're not afraid to say it. At Tim Hortons, we like you, so we want you to have steak for breakfast. Oh yeah, that's right. Seasoned 100% Canadian beef on a savory biscuit with real aged cheddar cheese baked right in. We nestle a fluffy egg omelet in there, grill it for you, and you're on your way with a smile. It's the new Cheddar Biscuit Steak and Egg Breakfast Sandwich. And it's from Tim Hortons, where we like you.
Rockin' Blues. Rockin' Blues. 95.7 The Wolf.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ross Nielsen. You've tuned back into Killer Tunes, episode number 2. I've got a killer playlist for you this afternoon, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to start out with the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir out of Toronto. This is called Grow.
Easy judging when you're sitting up in your high chair. Yeah.
No lion tiger's gonna put his claws up.
Experience bad enough you ever had to quit. Might no temptation, might no shame, had to come with it. Ooh. Cry when you're hungry, you just cry when you see fit.
Not hard to figure out the bad guy on TV.
From anyone you ever be.
So very
loving I need. I spent all my time begging. You turn your back, you left me. But one of these old days, baby, and everybody knows it's true. Sometime when you need someone the most, they're gonna turn their back on you. Down, begging, just like me. You be saying I wouldn't treat a dog. Oh Lord, the way you treating me.
Oh, what a tune, man. Joe Murphy and the Water Street Blues Band nailing Bobby Blue Bland's Wouldn't Treat a Dog right to the wall. Like, I don't know if you can get more groove into one song more than what the boys did right there. I love that. It just gets everything going. It makes my pants tight, makes my hips shake, kind of makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, you know what I'm saying? That's sexy time music right there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're back. This is Killer Tunes. I am your host, Ross Nielsen. I have had, in fact, one or two too many coffees, so just push through it, folks. Push through it. We're going to go down below the Mason-Dixon now. We're going to get to Northern Mississippi. This is one of my favorite bands, North Mississippi All-Stars, doing Junior Kimbrough tune. This is called Meet Me in the City, my favorite Junior song. Junior was a big influence on lots of modern bands, and he used to have a juke joint down there in the woods. And there's a, I think it's in the U2 movie Rattle and Hum, it actually shows U2 going to see Kimbrough at his club, and someone says to Junior, U2's here, and he says something to the effect of, U2, me too, what the heck ever? That always cracked me up. He didn't give a two hoots how famous you were, or might be, or what might have been, or could become, and he just wanted to play music. And I sure do appreciate that. So from the Hill Country area, here's Meet Me in the City by the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Thank you.
Oh, that riff gets in my soul. Like, it all up in a little tickle action in the sole feet and maybe in the sole underarms. Your sole rib cage gets a little, maybe a little two-hand tickle on that. Just so good, man. Oh, I love it. That's what makes a killer tune, you know. There's no design or recipe for it, but you sure know it when you hear it. And that is definitely one of those tunes for me. Okay, people, we're going up the highway a little bit to Memphis, Tennessee now. We're going to listen to some Lucero. These cats have been around for about 20 years. They have an amazing repertoire of everything from punk rock to rock and roll, country music, Stax, soul. They're the true torchbearers currently of the Memphis sound, and I can't get enough of them. The new album is called All a Man Should Do, and is so good, full of amazing lyrics and just killer horn lines, everything you want for that sound. And we're going to play a tune called Young Outlaws off that album, a really great story tune with a really beautiful horn line, just so classic Memphis. Check this out.
Since I met your mama,
Oh, yeah. That is the sound of Memphis and Lucero with Young Outlaws. Okay, we got a couple more tunes to spit at you here before we get to a commercial break and pay some billage. This first gal is Brandi Carlile. The song is called Raise Hell. It's off of, I believe, her fourth album, actually. And I came to Brandi through her second album, which is called The Story, which just like set my world on fire. It was like, you know, those albums, those songs that you listen to and you're like, oh my God, they wrote that about me, man. Well, that's exactly how I felt about The Story. It really has resonated with me and has never gone away. I can listen to it now. I still cry in the same places. I still, fist pump Devil Horns in the same places. It's just such a great album. But I could do a whole show on that album, and maybe I will one of these days. But today we're going to do Raise Hell. And following Brandi Carlile, we're going to get to the Hardworking Americans, which is kind of a bit of a hippie supergroup with Todd Snyder fronting it. Dave Schools from Widespread Panic on bass. It's just an awesome band. And this is a Kevin Gordon and Colin Linden tune called Down to the Well that I could listen to literally and have all damn day. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you right after the commercial break.
I've been down with a broken heart since the day I learned to speak. The devil gave me a crooked store when he gave me crooked feet. But Gabriel then came to me and kissed me in my sleep. And I'll be singing like an angel until I'm 6 feet deep. I found myself an omen and I tattooed on a sign. I set my mind a wandering and walk a broken line. You have a mind to keep me quiet, and although you can try, better men have hit their knees and bigger men have died. I'm gonna rise where the storm will no one down. But you gotta upon a lightning strike and eyes of bright clear blue. I took that time from around my neck and gave my heart to you. I sent my love across the sea and though I didn't cry, that voice will haunt my every dream until the day I die. I'm on a dug a hole inside my heart to put you in your grave. At this point it was you or me, and mama didn't raise no slave. You took my face in both your hands and looked me in the eye, and I went down with such a force that in your grave I lie. I'm on a storm, no one's telling.
Smud-colored dogs guarding shotgun shacks. A red door on a green Cadillac. Hot wind blowing smoke through graveyard streets. A face I recognize staring right through me. Ain't going down to the well no more. Believe I have my fill. Work that ground till I done got soul. Ain't going back down to the well. You played that dive 20 some odd years. Through the faith and the whiskey, you face your fear. I remember the night you broke down to the core. You threw a black Stratocaster through a plate glass door. Ain't going down to the well no more. Believe I had my fill.
This is W.C. Clark in Austin, Texas, my home, saying Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all blues fans and people everywhere.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-470-3743. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-470-3743. That's 877-470-3743.
Is the oil in your car dirty and old, and does it need to be changed? Car Care Canada reminds motorists that oil is the engine's lifeblood, and that changing the oil regularly is still the single most important thing that you can do to ensure the engine's long life. As oil ages, it becomes contaminated by sources including dust, metallic shavings, condensation, and even antifreeze. When contaminants are present, they can stick to parts of the engine and act as abrasives. Changing the oil regularly keeps the critical parts of an engine lubricated, cleaned, and cooled. Regular filter changes can eliminate the contaminants and limit the effects they have on the engine. A survey of technicians showed that not getting regular oil change could result in the most problems for a vehicle when compared to other maintenance issues. Car Care Canada recommends that drivers follow the owner's manual for viscosity and grade of motor oil. For a free copy of the Be Car Care Aware Car Care Guide, or for more information, visit carcarecanada.ca.
I remember the last time I had the flu. The fever, the aches, and cough that lasted for weeks. I wonder how many people I infected with the flu virus. My family, friends, co-workers. Today I know that for some people, influenza can lead to serious complications, or even death. That's why this year, I'm getting my flu shot to protect myself and the people around me.
A message from this station and the Canadian Coalition for Immunization Awareness and Promotion.
Hi, guys. This is Wendell Holmes of the Holmes Brothers.
And I'm Sherman Holmes of the Holmes Brothers.
And I'm Topsy Dixon from the Holmes Brothers.
Wishing you Merry Christmas! No laughing.
Welcome back, my friends. My name is Ross Nielsen. You're listening to Killer Tunes on 95.7 FM, The Wolf, broadcasting out of Fredericton, right here on Bishop's Drive at the old top of the hill, not far from the Regent Mall, which will be all a bustle as the Christmas season inches ever so much closer to us. I haven't bought a single present yet because, you know, I just like to think about it for a while and let those proper present choices just come to me, and then on a whim, I'm like, ah, that's what I'll get that person, and then I run to the mall and get it all in one shot after I make a detailed list, because I have to have a list for everything. I don't know if you knew that about me, but I'm a list man. I get great satisfaction crossing things off a list. Perhaps you know what I'm talking about. Perhaps you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, which is often what I find is the case. Either way, we are back. We're the program Killer Tunes. We are halfway through. I work downtown in a couple of different places, and one of those places is a record shop on York Street called Second Spin. And not too long ago, I was working, and I had an interesting chap come in, and we discussed a variety of things, music, as we are inclined to do there. We like to nerd out, as I like to say. And as this chap was getting ready to roll out of the store, he pointed at a poster that was on the wall that he couldn't quite see, and he said, "Oh, who is that?" And I said, "That's Graham Parsons." And he blurted out, "What, the most overrated musician, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, buddy. Saying stuff like that can get one thrown out of the store. You need to check yourself, and I'm going to count to 10, and then we'll start talking again." And he got a little flustered, and he said something to the effect of, "I have thousands of CDs and blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "That don't mean shit. And I hope I can say that on the radio." Anyway, our conversation starts to deteriorate, and I'm just kind of half joking but half serious. And then he says out of nowhere, and I can't stop thinking about this. He says out of nowhere, "Yeah, that's right. Graham Parsons and Johnny Cash, the most overrated people in music." And I was like, "Whoa, hold the phones. Did you just diss Johnny Cash?" I was like, "Man, you got to go shop at the mall or something. You can't, you know, people, it's okay to have an opinion. You don't have to always voice your opinion." And, you know, I'll preface this by saying I don't always take my own advice, but good Lord, if you don't like Johnny Cash, keep that to yourself. That gets people beat up where I come from, all right? Anyway, in lieu of that, I'm going to play Johnny Cash, one from his American recording years, which is just, you can listen to that stuff forever. It's so mind-blowing and deep and oh, just wonderful. This is Johnny doing a little Tom Petty tune called I Won't Back Down. I hope you enjoy.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Leave it to you.
you like that? That was the heavy riffage of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing I Should Have Known It off an album called Mojo. And what do you think about that? Johnny Cash doing a Tom Petty tune followed by a Tom Petty tune. I am going to confess that I have a Tom Petty problem. I could listen to Tom Petty all day, every day. And sometimes I do. Sirius Satellite just put a Tom Petty station on, and I work in a bar down on Regent Street, and we listened to the satellite there, and I can't tell you how bonered up I was that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have their own station. So we have literally listened to Tom Petty all night down there since it came on. I love it. I love Tom Petty. I love that album Mojo. It doesn't get enough cred, and what a guitar driven album. That last tune has everything from, like, you know, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac to Zeppelin in it. Like, it's just so awesome guitar stuff. And you know, Petty just rocks her. I saw him live a couple years ago, and they did that tune, and Tom doesn't even play guitar on that one. He just shakes the maracas, people. 60 something year old man just shaking his maracas for you. Still awesome. Okay, listen, I haven't played the Stones yet. It's only the second episode, and I was going to try and hold off for a few, but I can't because I love the Stones so much. And now, I don't know what your favorite Stones album is. A lot of people say Exile on Main Street. I would probably be close to that, but there's something about Sticky Fingers, man, that just... Oh, such a great album. It's got so many classics on it, and the deep cuts on it are just so rocking. You know, they recorded a bunch of that down in Muscle Shoals area, and this is my favorite Stones tune. This is called I Got the Blues, and it's just like the pinnacle of like raw ballad. Mick just like gets the vocals so painful. And the kind of drawling horn section, I just can't. People, I literally can't even.
I sat down and I have prayed.
Woo! Whoa, people. Whoa. Like Billy Preston's organ solo in that tune? Come on. It's hot in the studio now because of that tune. Like, just seriously, I could listen to slow songs and heart wrenchers all damn day. I just love that stuff so much. What a friggin' song. Oh my God. Whew, I'm all flustered. Man, it's like the end of the show. This stuff comes and goes so fast for me, and I gotta tell you, I have a good time putting the tunes together. I have a good time talking to the tunes. I hope you have a good time listening to the tunes. You can reach out to me at on the Twitter machine at Ross Nielsen. You can message me at rossnielsen@gmail.com. I think you can even message me at ross@957thewolf.ca. Last week, I may or may not have told you to message me at an address that belongs to somebody else. So this week, please just use those two addresses that I sent you now. I seriously do want to hear from you. I hope you're enjoying the show. And if you have suggestions how I can make it better or ideas, I believe once a month I'm going to do a themed show. So if you have some ideas for a theme, you can message me there. And we will be putting these up on the Wolf website for your perusal afterwards. In the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in and being nice to me. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm having a good time doing it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so we're going to go out today on a tune from this cat named Paul Reddick. He's out of Toronto. Paul is, in my opinion, one of the best lyricists going in the game today. He is a mysterious man who I keep running into in social situations. Often they involve wine or perhaps the whiskey. I myself have acquired a flavor for whiskey. You know, I'm more of a bourbon guy. I don't mind scotch, but I'm a peasant at heart. I love the Jack Daniels, but the bourbons I've taken to lately. Recently, my brother, Dr. Scott Nielsen, and I were in the United States of America, and we went to that gigantic booze store in New Hampshire. I'm sure you know the one I'm talking about. Anyway, I found a bourbon there that is just mind-blowing. Dig this. It was put in aging casks, and then those casks were put on a boat, and then that boat went around to something like 31 ports around the world while the bourbon was aging. So you get this, like, you know, booze sloshing back and forth. I can tell you that bourbon is mind-blowing. It just, I'm salivating now just thinking of it. Anyway, unfortunately I'm on the wagon, so I won't be trying that for another little while. It's good to go on the wagon every now and again, people. I try and do it once a year. This year it's been so much fun, I had a hard time finding a place to do it, so I'm doing it right before Christmas so I can enjoy some bourbon at Christmas time. Anywho, you're wondering why I'm yammering about bourbon, but check out this, bringing it all together. This song is called Whiskey is the Life of a Man. This is a wonderful tune by my man, Paul Reddick, Captain Voodoo himself. And I hope to see you next week. This has been Ross Nielsen. You've been listening to Killer Tunes on 95.7 The Wolf FM right here in Fredericton. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next week, people. Take care of yourselves. Be good to one another.
Till the day I die. Come on, honey, now and let it ride. Come on, honey, now and let it ride. Do you remember now, way back when? Let's do it all over again and again. I'm talking about the far and wide. Come on, honey, now, just let it ride. Come on, honey, now, just let it ride.